I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to my show. Tonight, you won't believe what Joe Biden just said about MAGA. In other news, Rumble is catching up on YouTube. And finally for tonight, is Donald Trump's Truth Social application in trouble? Who is with me? Give me a hell yeah! So Joe Biden's been talking a lot about MAGA recently. He's been flip-flopping. He's been saying, well, they're really bad and they're all a threat to democracy. And then he's been saying, no, I'd never say that about any Republicans. Check this out. Let's go through the chronological order of Joe Biden's flip-flopping tweets when he's talking about Make America Great Again, Donald Trump supporters. Here is Joe Biden on the 1st of September. He said, Donald Trump and MAGA are a threat to the very soul of the country. And then, just one day later, Peter Ducey asked him in a press conference, do you consider all Trump supporters to be a threat to the country? Because he said Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans. It's not 100% clear exactly what he means. And Biden then said, no, I don't consider any Trump supporter a threat to the country. Interesting. So although it seemed like Joe Biden was saying Donald Trump supporters are a threat to the country, you can see here, when confronted, he categorically, factually says, I don't consider any Trump supporter to be a threat to the country. But then look at this. Look at this. 3 days later, he changed his mind again. He said, the MAGA agenda represents an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now sounding a little bit like Chinese state media. He said, MAGA doesn't respect our constitution. It doesn't believe in the rule of law. And it doesn't recognize the will of the people. So is Joe Biden talking about at least 74 million Americans? And then he backtracked again. Listen to this. This was a day later. He said, I want to be clear. Not every congressional Republican is a MAGA Republican. I know. Because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. Translation, anyone who agrees with me. Biden said, but an extreme set of MAGA Republicans in Congress have chosen to take us backwards. Together, we can choose a different path. Look, George Orwell, he said, you have to watch out for kind of wordy political language that's not very clear. An extreme set of MAGA Republicans. Does that mean all MAGA Republicans? Or is he talking about a subset within MAGA Republicans who are extreme? It's not very clear. Politicians always spin stuff because politicians obviously want to come across as nice people, friendly people. They want you to vote for them. So they can't be too brutal and too honest and too clear with what they really want, because if anyone did that, it would seem rather crude, right? If I walk down the street and, okay, go up to some random bird, you're really fit, I want to shag you, that's a little bit crude, even though that's what I'm thinking. And using the same logic, Joe Biden, maybe he hates all Republicans, but he doesn't want to quite come out and say it. He's trying to smooth it over. He's being a little bit slippery, as many politicians do. Now, after this, Joe Biden again was asked if he's referring to all Republicans and all Trump supporters. Now, I apologize. This video, it sounds like a jet is taking off. But listen to Joe Biden here, if you can make out what he's saying. Trying to clarify still further whether he's branding 74 million Trump voters as a threat to democracy.
Orders to be a threat to the country. No, everyone.
Come on, look, guys. You keep trying to make that case. I don't consider any Trump supporters.
Come on, look, guys, you keep trying to make that case. I don't consider any Trump supporter a threat to democracy. So it seems like when he's on his own, he tweets out these ambiguous tweets that quite obviously show that he's talking about all MAGA supporters, all Donald Trump voters are basically terrorists. But then when people confront him, when someone actually confronts him and say, did you actually say that? On two occasions, he said, no, I didn't. And I don't know, that to me seems like the real Joe Biden there. So when he's not being confronted, it's almost as if someone else is writing the tweets. And that's actually genuinely what I believe. But then look, Joe Biden had a speech here, a day later, a day after that, saying, I don't consider any Trump supporters a threat to democracy. Then Joe Biden came out and said this a day later, flip-flopping again. Maybe he really does have Alzheimer's.
Contrast. From what MAGA Republicans, the extreme right,
So, okay, is he going to clarify here? MAGA Republicans, who is that? Is that a Donald Trump voter? Is that like someone who supports January the 6th? What is it? Listen carefully.
The Trumpies.
The Trumpies. The Trumpies. That obviously means Trump supporters.
They want to go to Congress. These MAGA Republicans in Congress are coming for your Social Security as well. Contrast.
So again, when he's surrounded by people who agree with him, in this case, his voters, or when he's alone, he says the quiet part out loud. He says, Trump supporters, they're all a threat to democracy. But when someone confronts him, then he changes his mind and he says, no, it isn't. Joe Biden kind of reminds me of a racist who calls black people the N-word. And then when you confront them, when you say, did you call a black person the N-word? They go, no. But then they cough the N-word under their breath when they leave, or they'll do it in private because they're cowardly. But as you can see, Biden backtracks when confronted on MAGA. So I guess you can pretty much take whatever you want from Joe Biden's statements because they're completely contradictory. But wait, what's this? Joe Biden just made another statement, but 13 hours ago. Has he flip-flopped again? He said, those who love this country must be more committed to saving our democracy than the MAGA agenda trying to destroy it. So it's pretty obvious that when Biden talks about MAGA and how it's a threat to democracy, he's talking about all Trump voters. Why they're being so slippery, I don't really know. They don't want to come out and say it outright, but they want to allude to it. I just want some transparency, and I don't want people to be so slippery. Imagine being in a relationship with someone like this. They kind of say something about you and you, or about something you wear or about something in your life, and you say, are you talking about me or are you talking about other people? And they go, no, I'm not talking about you. And they go, and then they say something about you. Why would you support anyone like this? So from Biden's latest tweet, you can pretty much see with 91,000 likes, he's saying that MAGA agenda is about destroying democracy. So what he's obviously alluding to there is anyone who supports Donald Trump supports January the 6th, which he says is a threat to democracy. So in that case, massacre mates, here is 10 minutes of Democrats denying Republican election victories, just to show you how hypocritical the Democrats really are. Check this out.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Damn, Hillary denying an election. I thought that's dangerous to democracy.
You win with Russian interference, though.
That's real
what I'm
thing.
Scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
Kamala Harris saying Trump was an illegitimate president.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate?
Joe Biden supporting Kamala Harris on that. Joe Biden supporting Donald Trump being an illegitimate president.
Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016.
Jimmy Carter saying Trump lost the election and didn't win it in 2016. Because of Russians. Because of a story that this woman literally made up, factually proved to have been made up.
Oh, he's an illegitimate president.
Hillary Clinton saying he's illegitimate. Who started this shit? Who started this shit? You tell me.
The president.
What, just because some people invaded the Capitol with agent provocateurs there, that makes Trump bad? He's not some kind of like queen fucking insect and everyone else is a drone and he makes them do that. Just because they did that doesn't make Trump any less or more dangerous than these people who said exactly the same thing, if not worse. Look, Jerry Nadler.
Elect, although legally elected is not with
Jim. Illegally elected. John Lewis.
President-elect. As a legitimate president,
you
he's not,
said you believe
not legitimate. Dianne Feinstein
altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if
Biden's secretary,
has been assisted by the Russians and may, in fact, not be a legitimate president.
I'm sorry, a Democrat talk. They talk about QAnon. They are just as fucking blue and on as Republicans are QAnon. I'm fucking sorry, but they are. If anything, they're exactly as conspiratorial as the right.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of
Hillary Clinton again
being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is illegitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
But there absolutely is a
or this Russian stuff was proved to have been made up. Hillary Clinton, she paid her lawyer Sussman to go and submit a claim to the FBI that Donald Trump was interfering, had Russia interfering in the election and helping him. And the FBI said, were you paid by Hillary Clinton to make this up? He said, nope. And he actually was. And even in a court of law, they didn't say that didn't happen. They just said in a DC court, which is heavily stacked with leftists and various people on the jury were kind of related to the person they were defending, Sussman, and had conflicts of interest. They just said he submitted the information honestly, and he wasn't put up to it. So it was never, ever proved. It was actually disproved. The whole dossier was made up. It's literally made up. It's a phony dossier. And off that, you've got all of the leftist administration saying that the presidency was illegitimate. And at the same time, you now have Biden saying all Republicans, tacitly, he's too cowardly to say it, are a threat to democracy because they deny elections, when these people wrote their book on denying elections. Tyranny is when you have a different set of rules for you as for other people. So I can do this, but you can't. So can you see how tyrannical the left are? When it benefits them, they'll say the election was fraudulent. And then when it doesn't benefit them, they'll say the very opposite. And then if the other side say what they've already been saying, and they start this shit, they start the doomsday device, they'll say we need to lock them up. That's how destructive these people are. They just keep getting more and more radical. And the only way to combat them is to basically match them and get as radical as they are. There's no limit to how much they'll drag America through the mud. Ted Lieu saying it's illegitimate now.
Illegitimacy. So that legitimacy is in question, yes.
So that was a very tainted election. And in that
tainted sense, election, says Jerry Nadler.
Why do you think the president is going to such great lengths to essentially prove that he beat you?
Because he knows he didn't. He knows he's an illegitimate president.
Stolen emails. Stolen.
Karine Jean-Pierre. So she's Biden's press secretary. Her old tweet saying, stolen emails, stolen drone, stolen election. Welcome to the world of unprecedented Trump.
Drone. Stolen drone. Stolen election. Welcome to the world of unprecedented Trump.
So do you believe President Trump is an illegitimate president?
Based on what I just said, which I can't retract.
In the Russian attempt,
they're all laughing about it, these scumbags, and then they get all serious when the other side says it. These people are impossible. Why would you vote for them?
There's a widespread understanding that this election was not on the level. We still don't know what really happened, Isaac. I mean, there's just a lot that I think will be revealed, history will discover. But you don't win by 3 million votes and have all this other shenanigans stuff going on and not come away with an idea like, whoa, something's not right here.
So for Hillary Clinton, you only need to get 3 million votes more in order for it to look sketchy and think something's going on here. When in Donald Trump's second run at presidency, there's mail-in ballots up the wazoo. In the swing states, they literally stopped counting. In Pennsylvania, he was 700,000 ahead. They stopped counting with 73% of the votes casted. They waited 3 days, and then Biden got exactly the amount he needed, just around 700,000, to win by 9,000. In a state dependent upon American energy, where Biden said he was going to end fracking and he's going to basically end American energy. So if Hillary Clinton found her election in 2016 suspicious, what the fuck about this one? And then you have all the Democrats saying, no, you can't question elections. Man, I would never vote for these motherfuckers. Seriously, you want to chuck your country into tyranny? Vote for them.
The election was affected by their interference. And now we need to know, to what degree, if any, the Trump campaign was actually in collusion with with Russia.
But we can't ask the same things about them.
He knows he's an illegitimate president. So, of course, he's obsessed with me. And I believe
this woman is just the worst.
We actually won the last presidential election, folks. They stole the last presidential election.
And Al Gore won that election. I think he won it anyway.
Actually, I think I carried Florida.
Bush versus Gore. A court.
So, Democrats wrote the book on denying elections, as you can see.
Ohio, including large percentages of rejections of provisional balloting, problems with voting machines.
As we look at our election system, I think it's fair to say that there are many legitimate questions about its accuracy, about its integrity.
This is way before Trump. Democrats wrote the book on questioning elections, but when they win, when it was fortified, according to Time magazine, not me, then you can't question it at all. What does that tell you about America right now? What does that tell you? It's very simple. All you need is in-person voting. Everyone needs an ID. 24-hour CCTV live on fucking YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, close up on the desks of everyone counting. Well, why would you not want that? But I tell you what, these motherfuckers don't want it.
Are still legitimate concerns,
Nancy Pelosi,
over the integrity of our elections.
I agree with tens of millions of Americans who are very worried that when they cast the ballot on an electronic voting machine, that there is no paper trail to record.
Ban Bernie Sanders from YouTube. He's sympathizing with voters who say when you vote on an electronic machine, there's no paper trail to record.
That vote.
That vote. Bernie Sanders, leftist, said it. When Donald Trump fans say it, get banned from YouTube. I got banned from YouTube for saying it. The only fucking rational explanation for that is that the people who are banning you don't want you to see something. What that is, you let me know in the comments below.
Numerous irregularities.
So, I mean, look, let's flick on to the end. Stacey Abrams, what a scumbag she is.
Was not a disinvestment and a disenfranchisement of thousands of voters? I will not say that.
Let's go back a bit. Stacey Abrams refused to say that she lost. And I've seen loads of articles. I've even seen Biden coming out and saying it doesn't work where you only, like, you either win or it was cheated. Biden said that's the case. And Stacey Abrams, who Biden supports, is saying exactly that. Look, let's look at Stacey Abrams and Kamala Toe Harris. Let's see what they're saying. Check this out.
Voter intimidation. There aren't going to be any more election stealing.
And despite the final tally and the inauguration and the situation we find ourselves in, I do have one very affirmative statement to make. We won.
Without voter suppression, Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia.
Basically, all of the Biden administration love questioning elections and refuse to accept when they lose. So, yeah. Biden flip-flopping on MAGA, but as you can see, he basically means anyone who supports Donald Trump is a threat to democracy when he and his party have threatened democracy in the same way that they're saying the other side is threatening democracy. And if all of that shit hasn't got you fired up enough for the midterm elections in America, here's a tweet from Midas Touch that shows what Biden, the Democratic Party, and many leftists really think of you. My Republican friends, they say MAGA Republicans are a very small percentage of America, actually. The true silent majority is the millions of pro-democracy Americans who just want to live their lives. So the translation there, this is what the left think of you, is Republicans are a small percentage of America. You're insignificant. You're not needed. You don't represent America. You're outnumbered. You have no say in the future of the country. Republicans are anti-democracy, and by questioning the censorious, fortifying Democrats, Time magazine said it, not me, you are anti-democracy, and you are impeding on Biden's voters' lives. Look at the tweet from Midas Touch. They represent Biden, and they have a huge following on Twitter. They say all of those things, and they basically say that Democrats just want to live their lives, right? They just want to be left alone. They just want to be left alone. Yes, all Democrats just want to be left alone, MAGA. Just want to be left alone, Donald Trump voters, including the screaming trans activists, the raging cancel culture mobs, the hashtag MAGA fascist trending trolls, the lock him up hashtag makers, the pro-vaccine mandators, the pro-lockdowners, the wear your mask forever motherfuckers, the keep your kids out of school and vaccinate them psychos, the cancel every non-leftist public figure because it's my private company hordes, the pro-Biden IRS checking every transaction over $600 shills, the every movie ever made must be woke, diverse and communist or you are racist, the I want a giant centralized government controlling you from cradle to grave crew. Yes, all those people, according to Midas Touch and Biden PR, they just want to be left alone, guys. They just want to be left alone. And you, in fact, MAGA, according to the left, are the fascist oppressor who's meddling with everyone else's lives. That's what they think of you, my MAGA friends. So with all that said, please don't forget that and think carefully about who you vote for in the upcoming midterms. I'm Johnny Masker, and if you're just joining us, we're discussing what Biden has been saying about MAGA. But if you've been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. The more you donate, the more of me you're going to get. We had a $10 tip from Jazzy. Thank you so much, Jazzy. I appreciate you. 23 days to go. We've made $100. We need to make $1,660 to keep the channel running. I'm feeling very anxious about it this month. I spend hours and hours and hours compiling these shows. If you don't donate, I can't make these shows because I have to make money in another way, in a way that will actually pay me. So if you want to keep having these shows, donate. Click the donate button in the description box below. Do it now. Do it now. Keep this channel running. Fund the massacre. So in other news, speaking of Donald Trump, apparently Truth Social, his social media platform, might be in trouble. A lot of people are reporting it is in trouble. Have you seen the news on this? Pretty interesting. Let's go on over to Reuters. They say exclusive deal partner for Trump's Truth Social fails to get backing for SPAC extension. SPAC meaning Special Purpose Acquisition Company. And that's bad, apparently. They say the blank check acquisition firm that agreed to merge with Donald Trump's social media company failed to secure enough shareholder support for a one-year extension to complete the deal. People familiar with the matter said on Monday. So Special Purpose Acquisition Company is a public company. And what they do is they merge with the private company, in this case, Donald Trump's Truth Social, in order to make that company go public without the private company having to jump through the loopholes and go through all the red tape to do it through traditional channels. And in order for that merger to happen, there has to be some kind of financing, and the financing has to be extended. But apparently that hasn't happened yet, and time is running out. They say at stake is a $1.3 billion cash infusion that Trump Media and Technology Group, which operates the former US president's Truth Social app, stands to receive from Digital World Acquisition Corporation, the Special Purpose Acquisition Company, SPAC, that inked the deal last October to take TMTG public. So, of course, you know, there's criminal probes and stuff going on. Democrats are trying to stymie Donald Trump. So perhaps some investors are getting cold feet. But I don't know, sunken cost fallacy. They've already invested a lot. I'd be amazed if they suddenly pulled out now, all of a sudden. So apparently, by Monday evening, there's still far fewer shareholders than those required had voted in favor of this merger. And apparently the deadline is Thursday. They're saying they might be able to extend the deadline for a few days, and there might be a few tricks they can do to extend it. But it's, yeah, a deadline has approached, and there aren't enough votes from shareholders in order to continue Truth Social, apparently. So you're going to have to just keep your ear to the ground, to use a cliche, over the next few days to see what happens with Trump's Truth Social and if it's going to get the funding required to continue. And all of this comes after Google say that they're not allowing Truth Social on their app store, which might be one of the reasons why shareholders are thinking twice about getting Truth Social the investment it needs. Insider says Google hits back at claims by Truth Social CEO saying it's waiting on Trump's new app to demonstrate effective content moderation before it's allowed in the Play Store. So Google pushed back on Truth Social's claims that it was waiting on the tech giant for its debut. Google told Insider that it actually advised the app to fix key issues on August the 19th before it could go live. And Google is specifically concerned about how the app handles physical threats and incitement to violence. Look, Donald Trump, he's constantly talking about the fortification of an election, and they're going to use that as a pretext to say, well, that's incitement to violence because it's linked with Anuri J, the Ixthay. And so as long as Donald Trump is basically tweeting on his own app, Google are forever just going to call it incitement to violence. And the only way they're going to put it on the Play Store is if Onald Day Umtre says Anuri J, the Ixthay, was actually an ad bay Ingthay, and he's never going to do that. And they use these kind of broad catch-all rules that are very non-specific in order to tyrannically just get rid of anyone they don't like. They did it to my channel. Do you want to see why my channel is demonetized? It's under similarly broad rules that Google used to stop Trump from having his application on their Play Store. I'll show you this. It looks unbelievable. And this is all the more reason you might want to consider donating. Because if I just remove a bunch of videos talking about the anti-Tway election A, then they might actually monetize my channel again. I even have one on Ominion Day, Oating Bay, Ashin's May, but I refuse to remove those videos. And so my channel won't be monetized and I could make more money because it's much easier to donate through YouTube. But look, they say your channel wasn't accepted for monetization. What you should do next, review our feedback. Our reviewers found that your channel contains the following harmful content. Content that focuses on controversial issues that is harmful for viewers. So yeah, Donald Trump being tarred with the same brush. They say he's harmful, right? It's dangerous, it's harmful. And they fucking loved Annually J the 6th. They're jizzing over that. I wouldn't be surprised if they made it happen, hey. Themselves, they. With Agent Avocateur praise. So yeah. Donald Trump, Truth Social, lacking in investment, coming up some deadlines, and Google not putting it on their Play Store. I actually predict that Apple will ban Donald Trump's Truth Social from the App Store by Christmas. Now, finally for tonight, Rumble. So the rival to YouTube is actually doing really well. Rumble has set a new record of 78 million monthly active users. The video sharing platform Rumble reached a record 78 million monthly users in August. A 77% year-on-year increase. That's rather a lot. The platform also reported a record 63 million monthly active users in the US and Canada in August. This represents a 103% year-on-year increase. Rumble said a substantial portion of this growth came from users in the 18 to 24-year-old Generation Z age group, which is quite good because most people associate that age group with wokeness. But if they're on Rumble, perhaps they want to see the real deal Holyfield and they're being pushed away from the left by the censors. When you look at this data, and especially the 63 million monthly active users in the US, according to a Rumble spokesman, it is clear to Rumble that Rumble's growth is one of the reasons that big tech platforms have stagnated. That's coming from Rumble CEO Chris Pavlovsky. He said, in recent years, our growth came primarily from consumers of news and political content. As new content creators come to Rumble, we're seeing growth from the Generation Z demographic, a massive new audience for our platform. This August record follows Rumble reporting record monthly active user growth for the second quarter of 2022. As Rumble has grown, it is committed to allowing users to speak freely and announced open source free speech rules. By contrast, YouTube has doubled down on censorship policies and censored journalists and popular creators. Several high profile creators started uploading to Rumble in August, including kickboxer and self-help coach Andrew Tate, who was recently deplatformed by pretty much all of the tech giants, and lo-fi hip-hop music brand Lo-Fi Girl, whose channel and live streams have been erroneously taken off by YouTube multiple times. Rumble also provided censorship protection to conservative commentator Steven Crowder in August after he was censored by YouTube and one of his Rumble streams passed over 90,000 live viewers. After Tate moved to Rumble, its iOS app shot to the top of the free apps, photo and video category in the App Store, overtaking big tech apps such as Instagram and YouTube. In addition to bringing new creators to the platform and topping the App Store charts, Rumble also launched a beta version of Rumble Ads, its ad platform for advertisers and publishers, in August. August has been a huge month for Rumble. Rumble Ads is a challenger to the dominant online ad marketplaces, which are controlled by the tech giants Facebook, Google, and Amazon, and so on. It has already secured former President Donald Trump's Truth Social as its first publisher. So Rumble's membership platform Locals has had a similar trajectory to Rumble in recent months. It reported record growth for quarter 2 2022 and announced several new features in August, including article publishing and live tipping. Anyone use Locals? I think there's a few people who do that. Should I be getting on that? So yeah, basically the Streisand effect is occurring, which means when you try to censor something, more people's attention will be drawn to the thing you're trying to censor than if you hadn't tried to censor it. And so, for example, Tommy Robinson got banned off all these platforms, and now he's one of the faces of Getter. He has a huge following over there. Jordan B. Peterson was banned off Twitter, and he joined the Daily Wire. He went back onto Twitter, and he removed the tweet, and then he made an excuse for removing it, and then he screenshotted the tweet. And when he did that, I just thought, you're just going to get banned again. I know more about censorship than Jordan B. Peterson does. I'm a master of it. And then Jordan B. Peterson made an epic video dissing it. Some of it was a bit naive, but he made some really interesting points in that. He went hard. I'll cover that on another episode, I think. Jordan B. Peterson went over to the Daily Wire with his Streisand effect. Trump, when he was banned, he went over to Truth Social and whatnot and Rumble. So every time YouTube bans one of these people who are controversial and interesting, whether you agree with them or not, they go over to another platform and take loads of fans over there. So keep doing it, YouTube. Keep doing it. You can join me in Rumble if you want. You can go and search me over there. Hardly anyone checks my videos there, but I just keep uploading it because why the hell not? Thanks for joining me today, Massacre Mates. Please donate generously. Click the donate link in the description box below. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. Give generously. Keep this channel running. Fund the massacre. I have been Johnny Massacre. And I tell you what, Massacre Mates, you better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your ass. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell because, well, that is what all those other cunts tell you to do. Laters.